I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Girl Talk, the Clicky Six improv comedy podcast. Each and every Tuesday, the Clicky Six crew get together and talk about what it's like to have powers from games in real life. And as always, I'm joined by the ever lovely Alex.
Hello.
And Liv.
Hey.
And J-Lo.
Hello.
How are we all doing?
We're good.
Thanks.
We're all excited for some girls.
Always.
Awesome.
Sounds always excited good. For girls.
Rad. Love girls.
All about girls, Alex.
Girls.
Girls just want to have fun.
Hey, they guys. Do.
Guys are okay, too.
Hey, guys are fine. Girls, though.
Girls, though. Let's talk about them.
They're an acronym.
It is an acronym.
For games in real life.
Nailed it.
Thanks. So, the way Girl Talk works is that all four of these fine, fancy folks have brought a game mechanic from one specific game title. Everyone is going to discuss what it's like to have these mechanics from that game in real life. And at the end of the show, we've decided that we're going to figure out which one's the best, which one we like the most. We're all playing it by ear at this point. And as always, you can't pick your own at the end of the show because that's just disgusting.
Yeah, but mine is the best, though.
That's your opinion.
Sometimes the worst is the best.
So, what I'm going to do is pick someone to bring a game mechanic. Alex.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Did you bring a girl tonight?
I did bring a girl tonight.
Noise.
Someone's written this down as Michael Transaction. I'd like to point out Michael, not, you know, generally a girl's name.
Sure.
But it is long for Micro.
Micro.
Yeah. Micro Transactions from Star Wars Battlefront 2, because hey, why not?
Sure.
Also, if you need more, Overwatch, Destiny 2, the list goes on.
Fucking anything that's fucking come out in the last 3 years that you've probably said, that's a bit shit.
Yeah.
3+, easily.
4.
Oh, yeah, totally.
5.
Any game that's had them patched in the last 3 years, Destiny.
Mobile games.
That's where the cancer started.
The whales.
Nah, my first was Halo 2.
Wow.
Halo 2?
Halo 2 had DLC.
That's DLC.
That's not.
You reckon?
We're not here to debate what this
all right.
is.
Well, another time.
Okay. Microtransactions. What if I gated my life to people around me with microtransactions?
So wait, hang on a second.
Yes.
So we're usually doing the powers
yep.
things in real life.
Yeah.
We're broadening
our horizons.
Are you EA in this situation?
To a certain extent, Andrew Wilson, their CEO, is Australian.
Yeah, okay.
He's from Geelong.
He's from Geelong. He loves the football.
Says everything you need to know about him right there. Yep. Yes.
That's right.
So
that cheap fuck.
So I'm to a certain extent free to play.
So okay, Alex is the product.
I am the product.
And if I want to access Alex,
look, free to play.
Free to play.
I'm good.
Okay. Nice.
For a few hours.
I'd call you freemium.
You're freemium.
Yeah.
And then after a while,
look, just general.
You know what? I'm kind of done with this conversation, Jayla. I'm going to need some money to continue.
So, holy shit!
Wait, so I don't know when the microtransaction is going to pop up.
Nah,
it'll just happen.
It's a fucking pop up.
So we could be playing Destiny.
Yeah.
And like, hey, Alex, we're about to do the final boss in the raid.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, you need to pay $4.99.
Yeah, no, wow. It's going to cost you another $4.99 to keep me going on this one.
Subscribe also, to Alex.
Also, as it works in most of these games.
Yeah, so what kind of microtransaction are you?
A loot box. I'm a blind loot box.
You're a blind fucking loot box?
So you might pay that $4.99, but I still might not finish the raid with you because I might give you a completely different thing.
You might just jump in the air.
I might just start jumping. I might just go like, hey, actually, I'm just going to go play with the pets upstairs.
You're like...
Wait, that's something else away from
so
me.
I
that
don't
doesn't
know,
actually help.
I don't know what I'm buying. It's
you don't know what you're buying.
Random.
It's completely random. Ask me how my day was.
It's going to cost me $4.20, isn't it?
No. Well, yes. Yes, it's going to cost you $4.20, but ask me how my day was.
How was your day?
Well, actually, I didn't think the new Star Wars movie was that great. I think I had a lot of problems, but, I liked it on the whole.
How was yesterday?
Today was actually not a bad day. I had a bit of fun. I got some stuff done.
Wow. Insert coins.
Yeah,
this
That's crazy.
So you're not going to get exactly what you want every time.
If I was to have a conversation, is this everyone gets this power or just you?
Look, I'm thinking about it myself. I'm being very selfish in the true nature of microtransactions.
Really? I couldn't have a conversation with you normally again.
That guy from EA would be proud of you right now.
No, but I wonder if there's maybe a script for selling season passes.
Oof. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Cameron.
Are you?
I'm sorry. It's going to cost you $4.20.
Sorry, look, I'll come back. It's okay. Can I get change?
Well, no. Because you've got what you got to do is you've got to buy it in $10 packs.
Okay.
And then you can only spend like $4.20 at a time. So it never actually adds up. You can never really get all your money's worth.
Alex, I have a question for you.
Okay.
It's going to cost you.
Are you one of those people that takes them clothes off online and does naughty things for money?
Not on this website.
Okay. Cam girl?
Are you essentially a cam girl?
Well,
If you give me $2, I will take off this bra strap.
Not a cam girl, an Alex girl, but like a Alex cam.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this has got confusing a lot.
Sorry,
very
you're
quickly.
A camera girl.
Yes. I mean, I guess the thing is, like, you pay me some money, the item of clothing I might take off could be completely irrelevant. I might take off a shoe or something like
so
that.
So I'm trying to have dinner with you and you're just going to take your pants off if I pay you $4.20, because...
Because that's just how the dice rolls. The breaks, hey, you know what? Maybe it's not the loot pool.
Maybe he just tells you a joke.
Yeah.
A really inappropriate joke.
Maybe there's a premium box that has
a joke. It's such a random thing. Maybe there's a joke.
Yeah. it's like a Christmas cracker.
Okay, so I give you $4.20.
Yeah.
Do you get to determine what you say next, or is it completely random and you have no choice?
It's random.
So you might tell me a deep dark secret. You're like, fuck.
Well, no, because that's in the premium loot box. that's going to cost you more money.
Okay, so we have themed loot boxes.
Totally. Yeah, you got the like basic ones, which is $4.20. Come on, I'm not my
okay.
Scared.
I'll buy one deep dark secret, please.
Can you? Yeah, because I mean that's best, because at that point you have to tell them one random.
Deep dark secret. Yeah, or I just don't make that available.
Okay, let me
like they don't sell. Just yeah, never mind.
So if I pay for a premium deep dark secret,
sure.
Am I just gonna get?
Why would I sell those?
Two really shitty bitch basic and some credits.
Yeah, actually, yeah, those are like the legendary kind of purple things, the deep dark secrets. Yeah. But you might get some rarer blue or green items.
Alex, I'm.
You mentioned season passes earlier.
Yeah.
So seasonally, would you potentially give out different content?
Yeah, totally. And I could I could absolutely gate that too.
Yeah. So you can decide this will last only a couple of weeks, and then it would change to
in 3 months.
This.
You're not getting that shit anymore. No,
I'm really
done.
Keen on the Alex Christmas update. It's coming soon.
Yeah. Like, Christmas is gonna be a banger this year, you guys. Definitely not gonna have the same items from last year, just dressed up in a different coat of paint.
So I wasn't going to ask this because I think I know the answer, but...
Hit me, baby.
Will I get dupes?
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, you'll get dupes.
Jesus
You get dupes
Christ.
For days.
Fuck, I hate dupes.
Yeah, guess what? The dupes are only worth like 20 Alex cents. It's my own proprietary cryptocurrency to announce.
Wait, so 420 is only going to get me 10 Alex currency, and really it's 20 Alex currency to unlock anything.
Yeah, look, the exchange rate's always kind of in flux. We don't really have a solid base for my cryptocurrency.
And there's no physical money,
there's
is there?
No physical
so
money.
Just,
there's
just,
money
just,
changes. Just, you can buy in, but you can never cash out.
Wouldn't it be great if like these cryptocurrencies actually came out and just printed one note and it's $4.20?
That'd be really great.
Like $4.20.
Yeah.
That's it.
Someone get Cryptoc on the phone. They're doing their own thing right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Alex, I don't think you're gonna have that many friends after this.
Yeah, no. It's not really like the power you would choose, but like I'm gonna be rich as fuck.
Sure. Yeah. You'll be.
Well, that's based on the idea that people want to unlock those things with you.
Liv, I'm banking on the whales and the addicted.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
I might just go slap myself around Crown for a while because that seems like a fair few people out there that could probably play a bit of money.
Yeah. Who are you? What's your target audience?
I mean, does EA give out like, here's a freebie, here's a free pass, you just can get whatever the fuck you want off the store?
Oh, you give it's people a little taste.
Do I get y'all, do I just like gift y'all a season pass? Is that a thing I can do?
Sure. I don't know.
And we get hooked on that crack and then we're like, totally. Oh, we gotta hear more.
I mean, like, that's the problem is I'm not that interesting. So like the reasons to buy it are that compelling, but...
But when it costs money, suddenly it's free.
There's a mystique around that. So I could go out to public, go to like PAX or...
Figure it out.
Or go down to the casino and be like, hey, I'll talk to you for money.
Smart.
That'd be good.
Yeah, wow.
Good. Yeah.
You figured it all out.
Fuck.
Oh, you smart motherfucker. Why are we recording this? We got
to
like...
I don't know. Write it down. Mail it to yourself.
Liv.
Hello.
Have you brought a girl this evening?
I've brought a girl that's kind of along the lines of Alex's, really, where it's kind of like, this kind of happens in a lot of games.
All right, sure. Hit me.
This so arguably would happen in all games.
Do you want to start with a mechanic, then go back to it and just put it into a game then?
No. So like I was playing Uncharted Lost Legacy the other day.
All right.
Cool.
And it got me thinking about how every single game, I hope, gives you the option at the beginning of the game to pick a bunch of settings.
Sure.
So you go in and you're like starting up your game, you've downloaded it over 10 hours and you're like, yay. And then you go in and you're like, okay, I have to choose, for example, brightness, like audio levels, subtitles, difficulty and things like that. So how cool would it be if you could wake up each morning and just have those options for yourself?
Every morning. Not when I'm born, every morning.
Every morning?
Every morning.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
Where'd you get born from?
Well, that was when you start a game. When you start a new life.
Yeah, sure.
A new day is like a new game.
Because arguably, then you can change your settings at any time.
I mean, sure.
You can change your difficulty in any time, and I'm pretty sure in Uncharted Lost Legacy as well.
Yeah, so you can change your brightness. Think about this. You've got three categories. Game, audio, and video.
Otherwise, we're just going to get a bit unruly, right?
I have to limit it somehow. So yeah, sure. To me, it's like, well, you can't do it anytime, but you can do it when you wake up.
Yeah, sure.
So for that day, you can pick your audio settings.
Fuck, I could really go in easy mode right now. Oh my God.
You can pick your video settings and you can pick your difficulty.
What?
Sorry, you're male and white. For your difficulty settings. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
I'm getting some real burnout at work. And it's just like, yeah, but you're white. Nah, you're fair. Thanks, Alex. Maybe I should crank up that difficulty slider, huh?
Whoa. That's not where I was going, man. You took that to a real bad place.
You were gonna say dark place.
So your South difficulty
is, they covered that. Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
Your difficulty doesn't actually change anything physically. It's just what happens.
There's no physical manifestation of this.
It's not gonna suddenly. Yeah, I'm not going down that road at all.
No. I can see certain days where it'd be useful. You know, it's going to be an overcast day. I might crank my brightness up a little bit.
Yeah.
I would love to fix my audio imbalance that I have where one side is way louder than the other. Well, not way louder, but...
Fuck, some subtitles would be great.
Fuck, I love subtitles.
Can I turn subtitles on?
God, I love some subtitles.
Fuck, that sounds all right.
Yeah. So you don't need none of this babblefish, you just have subtitles. And then when you're talking to someone that you don't understand, it's all there for you.
See, Google's going down the wrong track. That's what I'm thinking. Sure.
Yeah, so they should have subtitles in your eyeballs.
I just realized the subtitles in a language you can understand would just be like speaking in Polish.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, well, I still can't understand it, but that's okay, at least I know it.
I can speak it. I don't know what I'm saying, but I can say it.
Well, yeah.
So what else you got? You got audio, which is like, I can turn down the background music, right?
Yeah, so audio would be like all the just different volume. Yeah, I guess we can make it quite detailed, right? Like you said, background noise, or you can boost.
Bass boost.
Yeah.
Boost
see, I would change my resolution. Then I wouldn't need glasses. I'd be able to see stuff.
That'd do it.
Yep.
Like, you'd have no reason to purposely degrade the resolution.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know how games have that, like, progressive scaling of resolution? Is that you getting drunk? Like, the drunker you get, like, the higher the CPU 100%. Rate, and then it's like,
it degrades.
Oh, everything's real blurry. I used to have my drawness instead of real high. At some point, it just got bad over time. Just the sockets wore out. It was bad.
So, if you want to spend a day kind of, you want to challenge yourself and you know that you're prepared for it, you're like, okay, let's crank it up a little bit. Let's go hard difficulty.
Sure.
Yeah.
Come at me.
Maybe go to the gym. You just want to get hard difficulty, you know, and then go for it.
You just want to go beast mode.
No shit.
I'm just trying to think about like the really unique options that I've had in games.
Sure.
Sure.
So like the classic one is always invertedness. Yeah. Is that left, right, left-handed, right-handed?
I'd love to go inverted. Let's do it.
How does that manifest IRL?
Well, you're sick of jacking it with one hand, you switch to the other.
Or just go ambidextrous.
Instead of going down then up, you go up then down.
I feel like ambidextrous is like one of those hidden debug settings.
Yeah.
God, that'd be good to have a debug menu in there. Just like fuck with the sheen I'm meant to fuck with. Suddenly my nose is this fucking long.
Sure.
What the fuck happened?
Pinocchio?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, fair.
Fuck, this sounds all right.
Field of view.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Shit.
Your eyes just like sink further into your head. So you turn into like a chameleon.
Your brow just comes out in front of your face like a hat.
Yeah. Oh man. That's mad. What else is in there? Like, I mean, you got video, you got anti-aliasing, whatever. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, you got your graphical options.
Frame
like,
rate.
Just like sharpness and all that.
Yeah, I really want to get that filmic frame rate. 24 frames for me, please.
Yeah, right, I really need that FPS counter.
Go to the movies today. Can you just limit me to 24 frames? I just want to, you know, really sink it in.
That's all I did.
Yeah, that's all I need. No, I can't see more than, you know, 24 frames a second or 30 frames a second.
Oh, wow. So what was in Uncharted that make you thought of that?
I just literally, at the start of the game, just picking how difficult it was going to be. I'm pretty sure I picked the like second lowest difficulty
just
because I'm bad at games.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, I like to experience the game and not have to worry
There's something to be said for like just experiencing a story.
Yeah.
And it's like, exactly. It's totally okay in 2018, whatever year it is now, to like just set that shit wherever's the most comfortable. And don't feel bad about playing games on easy. Like, it's just...
There's been a few good games where the difficult setting was, I want to enjoy the story.
Mass Effect.
Mm. Yeah, Mass Effect. Yeah, I couldn't remember which one was the first one that had that option, but it's just I don't actually want to play the video game. Well, a little bit I do, but really it's the story.
I'm here for the story and interaction.
See, in Uncharted, it's really funny because you can turn on lock-on.
Auto-aim.
Yeah.
Yes.
You just go nuts. Or lock on and auto aim.
Yeah.
A bit of both.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
So, but how would we extrapolate that into real life?
I don't know.
Really?
You'd be really good at cricket.
Sports. Reflexes and that kind of thing. Yeah.
I mean, you'd be a police officer for the day. You shoot everything.
Every Sunday, I would just set it to easy mode, max brightness, and just be like, I'm good.
Minimum brightness, maybe.
Oh, I don't need anything. I can see everything. I'm all good.
If you had a heavy night of drinking, minimum brightness.
True. 100%. Very relatable.
Well, some option menus, you've also got the exit button, so you just end life.
Oh,
fuck.
I didn't...
No, we had game.
Think about that.
And video and audio.
Game.
Exit. Yeah, no!
Wait, hang on. All important question, though. Which menu is subtitles under?
Trick question.
No, that would be under video.
Is it though?
A lot of the time.
I think it's about time we took a quick break. What do you guys reckon?
Let's do it.
All right.
Sounds good.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And we're back for game number 3, or girl number 3.
I believe that's you.
That's me!
What game you got?
I brought... Dota 2.
Ah, good old Dota. We got hooked on that.
We brought some bangers tonight.
These games are okay. Dota 2 is Defense of the Ancients, the second. It's LOL. It's all that shit. It's all the same damn thing. What I actually want to talk about was matchmaking.
Matchmaking.
Yeah. So in games like anything really, Dota, I just kind of put down because, I mean... you know, it's a fucking video game that has matchmaking in it. Halo 3 had matchmaking in it. All these games had it in there.
I don't think you can find many games these days that don't have matchmaking.
That's right.
Like, when was the last time you saw a server browser?
Yeah, so after they did server browsers, it was essentially this. And this has just been the standard since, like, pretty much console gaming came in, right?
PUBG doesn't have matchmaking.
That's true.
What?
No, it does. It definitely does. Yeah, everyone says, like, you know, if you're in the high tier stuff, you get, like...
Prove it.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That's not the point of this show.
We want the numbers.
Keep going. I'm definitely going to prove it later. So matchmaking is essentially just where if you're of a certain skill level in the game, or in this case life, you get matched with people who are of a very similar or slightly above skill level, or just similar, I guess.
Sure, right? It'd be similar, I think.
Yeah, it'd be similar.
Yeah. It's within
a
certain
range.
It'd
be a buffer zone, yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all there is to it.
Sure.
So I would not interact with other people that weren't within my skill level.
Correct. Because anything you do, you're never gonna get dumped on. You're never gonna get dunked.
So I'm always in my safe space.
Well, not really, because it's not that safe. Yeah. It's always your equal space. So you're never gonna dunk on anyone.
Yeah.
You're never gonna smoke fools.
But you're gonna get equally dunked.
What? You just...
I mean, but like, if the thing, if you do dunk on someone, you're going to get moved up into the next tier of matchmaking. Your score's going to go up, and it's going to be easy for you to get dunked.
If you get good, you're going to get good.
Yeah.
How?
And then they're good too. So sure. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But if you're not dumping or dunking on anyone, then how are you going to progress higher?
Because, I mean, you're versing people of your skill level, so the more you beat them, the better you get.
Sure. And if you don't beat them, you go back down.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, it's just skills.
I have a question. This is a professional thing. This is a personal relationship thing.
I'm sad. It's a bit of both. Why can't it be both?
That's fine.
It's a bit of all the things.
If I go into a very specialized field, maybe the pool is not as diverse. Uh-huh. Maybe the skill gaps are a bit wider.
Find my floor, Alex.
What?
Find my floor.
I'm not finding a floor. I'm just saying.
Okay, it's good. Keep going.
I'm just saying, if I go into this field and I get match made with where the skill gap is. I'm going to gesture with my hands, which doesn't make sense because it's super wide because the population is just not there.
Sure.
What happened?
What do you mean? Give me an example.
Who do you get matched with?
Okay, so when popular games die out, right?
Yeah. Oh, I meant in real life, sorry.
Oh. Oh, I'm just saying, well, I don't have a good example. I'm just thinking of a niche profession.
You've got your newbies and then people that are already up there as directors or something, or
and
managers.
There's very little middle ground, or there's just a low population of people. Very few people do that thing.
Oh, so you're like a CEO.
You don't need to see it. Yes.
Well, the theory would be that you would get matched with the lowest of, say, the highest. So yes, there would probably be still a little bit of a skill
gap.
I think the skill gap would be greater, what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's true.
And that would be, it would make it, because there have been some times we've been mashed into games with low populations. We've absolutely curb-stomped fools.
Yeah.
Because they might be the closest thing.
Oh, I see.
But we're way too high level to play against them.
Because there's no one else left.
Because there's no one else left. So do you hit a point where you're just stomping all the fools because the pool is
too... Well, I guess so. But, I mean, if I was a CEO of a company and then I was like, man, I'm good.
Sure.
No one else is on this level. I'm all good.
Yeah.
I think it'd be more interesting if, because of matchmaking.
Yeah.
Everyone who's near your level
has
the same skills as you.
Sure.
So then you're always in a constant state of threat. these guys are just going to be like, and now I got your job. And then your job. And then they just kind of keep going up and
but
up.
What
and
if,
up and up.
No, what if, I think you're maybe limiting a bit too much because that's just, for example, just within your company, but then you can just come up against CEOs of another company.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd argue there are enough humans on this planet that you're going to get matched with.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of humans. Yeah, it's true. It's a fair point.
But I wouldn't like a world like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
There's nothing better than...
There's no easy mode, right?
Like, you catch up with friends or relatives and stuff. You get a game of
backyard
cricket going.
You can't catch up with them because they're plebs.
Yeah, this is...
they're just dead to you?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry,
family. I'm too good for you now.
This is the opposite of your rubber banding.
I know.
You thought of a few weeks ago.
This is the opposite.
This is the opposite of that.
Wow, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that say about you?
What does it say about
what
Nintendo?
Do you think?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think outside the box.
Okay.
But...
Yeah. I think back to times where, you have a family game of cricket or something.
Sure.
And you're that one person that actually plays it properly.
Yeah.
And you're hitting sixes and everyone's like, wow, he's so cool.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah.
That's incorrect. Everyone at that family picnic is saying, fuck off. Just fucking play. Let everyone have fun.
Only do it a couple of times. I've established my dominance.
Can I?
I'm going to LBW.
Over the 10-year-old cousins.
That's it.
Can someone match make J-Lo right now?
Can I do a custom match?
No, it's matchmaking.
Okay,
in real life. That's what I'm saying. You'd always be in a constant state of like...
Babies get born, their parents disappear because they're not on the same level.
You can still... No, because that's a parent. That's a parent's thing. The kid is... Everything the kid does...
The kid is compared to other kids.
Is compared to other kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
The parents are compared to other parents.
You can't compare a one-year-old to a parent.
No,
that's just never going
to
happen.
Well, to be fair, the schooling system is already doing this. It ranks all the smart kids in the same class.
Oh, God.
I wonder why you got kicked out of that class in high
school. Weird.
Yeah.
No, there was a lot of reasons you got kicked out of class in high school.
And I guess it's also a geographical thing. Like, in games, you play on certain servers. So
it's just games, right? Like, I mean, literally, every time I think about this, I'm just like, school would be the most insufferable fucking thing in the world.
Because everyone would be middle of the road.
Everyone would just be like, it'd just be this fucking... trench warfare. It'd be like the biggest grind of your
life. No one would stand out.
No one would stand out.
Oh, God.
Everyone in all the art classes would be exactly the same skill level. Everyone would be your skill level.
Oh, God.
You're not special. because everyone's being matchmade to the exact same
thing. Yeah, no one gets report cards anymore because we all know you're at the same
everyone.
No, wait, wouldn't you just get put into a different school where it is just...
that skill level?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they walk out of the class
schools,
and it's like, yeah,
private school,
it's almost class. Like your grades are predetermined by your matchmaking. So sure. This is the A class, this is the B class, this is the C class.
Are we getting into politics now? Is this the point
where fuck. We did it again.
I created a class-based system.
Fuck.
For society.
Cameron, you're so white and male.
Well, look, the matchmaking system, you can still progress. You do, like you were saying, there's a buffer zone. So now, you could be at the lower end and still beat someone at the higher end.
It's such a grind, though, to get that MMR
up.
Let me ask you this. God. Let's talk about pay-to-win mechanics.
How much is it?
Margaret Jessica. How does this translate to dating life?
That's a great question.
Because this already exists. Let's be honest.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, dating websites are matchmaking.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's a term about robots, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They both like cheese. Stick them together.
Yeah, that's more about interests rather than like skill level. But
yeah,
how's your dating skill level, Cam?
Yeah, like, I mean...
Just go on Tinder and find out.
Wouldn't you just put like experience points in there? Like how many girlfriends you had and then just kind of have that be the matchmaking thing?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
But would you... Okay, how would you use that? Like, if someone has dated a lot, would you put them with someone that's dated a lot, or would you put them with someone that hasn't dated a lot?
I have no idea. It's just like, how many failed relationships do you have? Apparently a few. Like,
yeah. All right, here's another person that's had apparently a few relationships.
Woo.
How many times you fucked? Because they've fucked about the same amount of times. They're probably just as good as you are.
So that's good.
Yeah. You both might be rubbish, though.
Yeah, you
but
might,
you never know.
You like it a lot, but you might be rubbish.
Yeah,
that's right. You're in that.
You're in a feedback loop.
Look, I think I'd like to know how I was ranked with this person, though. What was the statistics that was in the same?
But don't you see, Jayla? You could just be in your perfect little bubble and be happy because you both get the same.
Oh, that sounds boring.
This is so dark.
Have you heard of the old saying, "Opposites attract"?
Yeah, oh. But like, no.
Fuck. Oh, God.
Why do all mine get so political and dark and philosophical?
Why do you do this?
I don't know. It's Dota and Mario Kart.
It's because it's real life, Cam.
It's real life.
Are video games harsh as fuck?
They are, apparently. I don't know.
Jesus. Yeah. J-Lo.
Yes.
Did you bring a girl this evening?
I did bring a girl this evening.
Thank fuck.
Mine are a little bit more simplistic than what's been brought to the table.
All right, cool. All
right.
Lighten up.
We're going back to good old Pokemon. Pokemon Blue, because it's still the best one.
Wrong.
But I just want to talk about Pokeballs. What if we had Pokeballs in real life? What would you do?
It'd be a lot easier to transport my animals around, to be
honest.
Wouldn't it? Yeah, pets would be a lot easier to move around.
Holy shit.
Imagine. I would have, like, I got to assume it's like Pokemon where you can only have 6 Pokeballs on you at one time.
I'm good then. No, we're good. My house is good. No, don't worry about it. It's fine.
You have 6 animals?
We have 6 animals.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
See, I'd have a Pokeball with like a puppy that I could cuddle at any time.
Just
like,
right.
you're just like, fuck, I could really go puppy right now.
I would actually take one of my animals to work with me.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I would
and
totally
be, so
be
easy
okay with that. Yep.
I'd also catch a whale. Because I can. I would get a whale.
Just went straight there. I mean,
that's a thing in Pokemon that you can do.
It is. Yes.
But fuck yeah, do it.
I don't know where I'd use this whale, but I'd want one.
Can you wait?
Hey guys, check this out. My party trick. You got a pull, right?
Shit,
J-Lo. I don't want to ruin your whale party.
It's a whale of a time.
But you're going to.
Do you have to beat this whale near to a near-death experience and then capture
it into submission?
Into a submission. Capture it into a ball to only be able to play with it every now and then?
No. Let's just assume you've got, like, a master ball. It's easy.
There's
no conflict
one.
Now.
No, not if you play like I played with a Game Shark.
Or the missing no.
J-Lo.
Yeah,
true.
I
don't want to beat Alex's dog to a pulp.
Please don't steal. You can't steal it. If I've caught my dog,
yeah, no, that's
you
fair.
Can't
that's,
steal my
that's
shit.
That's Alex's dog.
That's not okay.
Unless you're Team Rocket.
It's but true. Then you, but they're like, that's not throwing a Pokeball. That's like physically taking the thing away.
Yeah. Let's do a girl talk next week where the mechanic is Team Rocket.
I think I'd want a bird that had a nice bird call, like a nice chirp.
Sure.
Just
to be your alarm.
You know, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that'd be a nice wake up. No, you get a chicken. No, rooster.
He got there in the end.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Okay.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
All about it.
Okay.
Yeah. But then you throw your Pokeball at it and turn it off.
Oh.
Turn off the rooster.
So you have to have the Pokeball ready, like by your pillow.
Well, you don't have to throw it. But you don't have to throw the Pokeball. You just have to go, yeah, get the fuck back in the bowl.
Snooze.
Unless it's like anything.
We call it snooze.
Unless it's anything like Pikachu where he's just like, fuck your balls.
True. I mean, Pikachu's a pretty special case.
That'll cost you 420, Alex.
But I mean, please, like, what animals would you guys want?
I got fucking six of them already. Yeah, I'm good.
You got your pets. What about living pet? What would you want?
See, I'm thinking like get something that's going to be entertaining. So like a silvery gibbon.
Sure.
And another silvery gibbon. A corgi, a goldfish, and a cat.
A goldfish?
Yeah.
I mean, they're already in a fish bowl.
Yeah, but the cat's going to try and get... Because the bowl's coming in the Pokeball, right?
Try and strap the fucking bowl to your belt, though. Take it with you. Come on.
Sure. So hey, check out my sweet goldfish. It's flapping around on the table.
Magikarp, motherfucker.
Yeah.
What? Okay, what is six of anything going to, like, really... Like, make my fucking day.
If you had six of the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, six corgis, just go.
Yes.
Yeah, just that'd be pretty good. That'd make you happy. See, he's like, I just realized, like, am I that shit trainer that just has four of the same type of Pokemon and two of a different type of Pokemon?
Yeah.
And that's fucking bad?
There is a ferret Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, it's called Furret.
It's okay.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's a fucking bullshit basic normal type.
That's basic.
It's a good HM slave, though.
Yeah.
My fourth Pokemon would be a seal. I like seals.
Did you just call your Pokemon a slave?
No, I said they'd be HM slaves. Okay. They can cut.
What?
Liv,
carry on.
What kind of Pokemon would you have in the real life?
Well, you hit the nail on the head with, I'd have six different type of puppies.
Just puppies?
Just six different puppies.
Sure.
Just give me like a corgi, a German shepherd, a Rottweiler, a poodle, like anything. I will have all of them.
If you had a poodle, you wouldn't need me. So I'm kind of a little worried, but.
Okay, fine. It can be a Labrador instead.
It'd be fun just to sneak out a pup during lunch break or something like that.
Fuck yeah.
I want it.
It would make traveling so much easier.
What kind of fucked up animals can you get though? You can get big
snakes,
really fucked up ones.
Yeah, like a rhino.
Elephants.
Elephant. Elephant's good.
Just go to the zoo and fuck all their shit up.
Yeah.
Guess what? I stole a zoo.
Yeah.
I get a lyre bird. Get it to mimic noises.
Yeah. Then you are Team Rocket. You are Team Rocket. You can just fucking.
What about
an elephant?
We said that. That was the thing that someone else said.
Yeah. Liv said that. That's what Liv said.
I don't know where I'd use my elephant, but I'd have one.
Where would you use your elephant butt?
Elephant butt?
That's what you said.
This is the part of the show where we decide which game power you would actually want in real life. And as always, you can't pick your own. So to recap tonight's events, Alex brought microtransactions. Olivia brought change your difficulty settings and other menu options.
You're welcome.
Cam brought matchmaking. And JLo brought Pokeballs.
Caveat, they're all Master Balls, so you don't have to beat the fucking animals to death.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Alex.
Hello. Good choice. Shit, I've not thought about this hard enough. Microtransactions. Oh, wait.
That's yours.
As an animal owner, transporting animals is a big fucking pain in the dick. I'm taking balls.
All
Pokeballs, 100% balls.
Liv, what do you got?
I'm going to have to go with microtransactions.
Really?
Because that just sounds like a lot of fun.
You're just going to get rich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that's damn. Granted people want to talk to me or experience me.
Yeah.
Liv's got a lot of content.
I missed that.
Liz got some premium content.
I do, and...
Like, year 26 is going to be the one, guys.
Yeah, that's
actually,
right.
Technically, it's year 27, but yes, it's going to be a banger.
J-Lo?
I'm going to go with the menu options.
Yeah, I was going to go the same. Yeah.
Because you could just make every day a little bit different.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm. Take those lazy Sundays, get a little bit lazier.
I don't need any help with that.
No.
Mute all audio.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
yeah.
For a whole day?
For a whole day.
Oh, God.
Have a nai-nai. Have a nai-nai in the middle of the day. Are you all good?
Oh, jeez.
Be awesome. Cool. Well, this is going to be the bonus section where we check out what the chat, who's watching this live on twitch.tv/click6, is decided to come up with for this evening. And it's a tie again. Holy shit. How does this keep happening? It's tied between matchmaking. Wait, hang on a second. I fucking always love these. According to the chat, my girl talk waifu is Liv. Personal menu options, turns gamma to low, sound off, inverts mouse time for a fun day. Cam, real life matchmaking, man, did you hear? Billy got the shit beat out of him by some Smurfs. Good. Smurf accounts.
That one. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Alex, pay to win. My friendship, fuck you, pay me.
That's how I live my life.
And JLo, save the environment by enslaving it for my personal use. Pokeball marketing. Is it just me or does the netball sound fucked?
I might have put my finger on the scale by voting for JLo's.
Fantastic.
So, you know, we have a three-way tie.
Hey, yeah, no, we do. Actually, JLo just won.
I'm now in the lead.
There you go.
Yeah, no, that's one of those is mine, though.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic.
So, I'll have a three-way tie. Well, thanks, everyone, for watching. And as always, Liv wins. Hey! Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for today, folks. Thank you all so much for joining us for this week's Girl Talk. Be sure to tune in and see this live every Tuesday night on twitch.tv/click6 while it lasts. And if you're watching this live, feel free to subscribe to Girl Talk on your favorite podcast platform. We're everywhere, and every single interaction just like that helps us make more cool content like this.
Fuck it. You, pay me.
You can follow the crew at twitter.com. Fuck, Alex, you got me. You can follow the crew on Twitter at clicky6.com/crew. And thank you, as always, for joining me, Alex.
Oh, thank you.
And Liv.
Oh, thanks.
And Trello.
Anytime.
And I'm Cam. We'll see you all next week for another episode of Girl Talk.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.